Welcome to our podcast, Inside SAP S/4HANA Cloud. There is no customer success without product success and project success. I'm your host, Sayed Talal Hussain, Product Manager in charge of enablement for AI in Cloud ERP. In the first episode of the AI series, we talked about SAP's strategy on AI, Gen AI, the offerings and possibilities for the future. When it comes to SAP Business AI, relevant, reliable, and responsible are my key takeaways. We also talked about enabling these technologies at scale and the future of partner enablement. If you missed this episode one, take the chance to listen to it. The link is in the description below. For today's episode, I invite you for an immersive talk about AI in SAP S/4HANA Cloud with guest speakers from SAP and from our partner, Accenture. To join us on this episode, we have today our guests. First of all is Marco Valencia, who is from SAP. We also have Michaelin and Josefina from Accenture. Let us introduce our guests. And the way we like to do the introduction is to also talk about something interesting that a lot of people from the audience may not know. Marco, tell the audience about yourself and also something interesting that you would like to share.
Thank you, Talal, and thank you for having me. I also wanted to thank Accenture for the collaboration in this webcast. I work for the Cloud ERP Product Success. This is a team part of the development organization for S4, which objective is to help customers to adopt SAP S4 in both flavors, public and private. I have been with SAP for 27 years, mainly focused on ERP, and I'm based out of the SAP Atlanta office. Just a fun fact about myself is that in my free time, I teach math to young adults trying to achieve a high school diploma.
That sounds really interesting. And even though, Marco, I know you for a very long time, I didn't know that you were teaching math. I wish I had that kind of help in my high school because math was definitely not my favorite. All right, so let's take the Accenture colleagues now. So, Michaelin, let's start with you. Tell us about yourself, something interesting, and how do you see the world?
So my name is Michaelin Schechter. I'm the SAP platform architect for Accenture internally, so Accenture as a customer of SAP. I collaborate across our global IT organization with our business, with our consulting team and SAP to create a business transformation roadmap and to identify and architect solutions that provide value to our business and showcase our internal Accenture global IT as Accenture's first best case study for innovation. I'm based in Washington, D.C., but I love to travel with my husband and two small kids, and I speak just enough Spanish to keep una oreja abierta cuando estoy hablando con Marco y Josie. So I keep my ear open when I'm around Josie and Marco.
I think I can barely order a pizza in Spanish, so although it should be, I think, not a pizza and it should be something like tacos. But anyway, let's move on with Josefina.
Hey, thank you for having us here. My name is Josefina Iaconis. You can call me Josie. I'm the portfolio lead. I work with Michaelin. I'm the portfolio lead of Order to Cash and Treasury. And I'm also leading the Clean Digital Core project for Accenture internally. And I'm based out of the Chicago office. I love playing soccer, making memes. And in my free time, I foster kittens so we can have them ready for adoption. I have four cats. Couple of them foster failures, but it's been going great since then.
All right. I will call you Josie from this point onward in the episode. And I think that's interesting about all the introductions. And now I would like to get into the topic. Let's jump directly into it. Some perspective from my side, and then we take quickly your understanding on it and how do you see it. So SAP's recommendation for private cloud customers is to embrace clean core for achieving modern, flexible, and cloud-compliant ERP implementation. As we already know, this helps make the best of the AI innovations. Now, this statement that I have for you, first I will go with Michaelin. What's your take on it, clean core? How does Accenture see it, and what's your experience with it?
I mean, a significant challenge for a large IT enterprise like ourselves is keeping up with the speed of business and ahead of technology change. We have an expansive landscape. In our over 20 years of being on SAP, we've accumulated a lot of custom code along the way. And as Accenture increasingly moves into diverse businesses, you know, we started traditionally professional services, we're now in media, robotics, manufacturing. This adds another layer of system complexity that increasingly makes upgrades and maintenance and accessing innovations resource and time intensive. And I'll turn it over to Josie to talk about our thinking in this space now.
We have added a vast amount of custom code, which makes it more resource and time consuming to implement new things without breaking the plethora of additional customizations that we put in the system. So for us, having a clean core is adopting the standard, removing obsolete code. We already removed 21% of our custom code. Yay. And we have been working on how to future-proof the custom code that's unique to Accenture and still necessary for us, for our business to run smoothly. So we have a couple of tools under the belt for that. One of them is Signavio for best practices at a process level. And we can see where we deviate from the standard and the best practices per industry. And we're also utilizing a new tool. We are only like the fifth customer in the world that has it, which is Intelligent Custom Code Management Tool. It's from SAP. And it helps slice and dice our custom code into different buckets so we can get to the next steps on how to clean it, if we should be decommissioning it, if there is a standard way of applying things to make it standard, if we need to future-proof it, or if we need to side-by-side use a connected solution to make sure that we can still get the requirement accomplished. So that's a little bit of what we're doing there, and a piece of advice for everyone going into this wonderful journey of upgrading things and trying to clean your core. Like, it doesn't matter on which stage you're on. We encourage people to look at getting to standard, looking at connected solutions over custom developments, because this will help save time and bring value to your business faster. Definitely a game changer if you put those lenses in while doing or your initiatives, right, your projects.
Very interesting. And I think what's important to remember here is when you're starting with something like artificial intelligence implementations on top of code that already exists, legacy code or whatever it is always better to have a clean start, first clean up as we understand from this, and then we move on. And may I give you another phrase that is often said about public cloud adoption, because this is something that floats all the time in strategy, development side, the direction moving forward. When everything will be public cloud, everything will be easier. Let's take your perspective on it. Is it that simple, or is there more to this statement?
I think we definitely agree with that. Our North Star is to consume technology, not own it. And that's why we're on this journey to public cloud. You know, today we've done a lot of adaptation and customization. So when we want to adopt new innovations, we have to pause, retrofit, and then adopt. But when our processes are standard, it's easier to adopt new features fast. And that's what public cloud will bring us, moving from this adapt, pause, adopt, to just being able to continuously adopt, and continue bringing new innovations to our business.
We have what we call the spaghetti mess of integrations and customizations. And the goal for us is to move from that spaghetti mess to a cloud-connected ecosystem landscape that is powered by a digital core. We want to continue to drive value along the way. So with Gen AI and AI, we want to make sure that those capabilities are still adding value for our business. But once our processes are less custom and we get to public cloud, we will benefit greatly from embedded capabilities that SAP keeps adding, because that's where the innovation is. Like, for example, automated testing through Tricentis and the power of Joule as an assistant that everyone wants to like take a peek and that, and it's like, oh, we're not in public cloud yet. So like consuming those innovations will become easier, and we are going to be able to serve our business better.
So even though our vision is public cloud, we're putting this into practice now. And I'll give an example of how we've achieved this mentality with S4. So when we first moved to S4HANA, we were able to take advantage of the embedded analytics in S4 and SAP Analytics Cloud to develop our intelligent cache solution. So we've used advanced analytics to inform automated cash flow forecasting and predictive cash management with over 90% accuracy. This allowed us to free up 20% of our cash flow. And this cash flow allows Accenture to continue to diversify with acquisitions. We need to be able to take this in stride. We add on average one company code a week to our system. We need to take this in stride, and that's where we see the power of cloud.
Awesome. I think figures are the best thing that we can actually provide to our audience. And if we just look at the figures, 90% accuracy, 20% cash flow free, this speaks for itself. And while we are on this topic, since we are seeing how the AI applications can be built on it, so we are also talking about the clean core, public cloud versus private cloud, although they can go together, how they can be freed. I think it's worth bringing Marco into this conversation now. Since Marco, in your role in product success, what is your experience seeing customers that are doing in terms of getting ready for the AI push, if I may call it?
Yeah, Talal, what we are seeing is our customers are trying to build a very strong foundation. They want to be bulletproof and have business agility for the future. So depending on the journey, whether they are using public cloud or private cloud, they are trying to really have standard processes that enable them to have agility. Now, if I pick on the offering for public cloud mainly, this is a complete clean core strategy, meaning we implement a cloud mindset, fit to standard, implementation of best practices, and then using extensibility to differentiate business practices, using the newest and greatest cloud extensibility that allows them to have differentiation without the technical debt. And public cloud in that capacity is a complete clean core offering. If you look into private, what we are seeing our customers, they have different type of deployments. One could be the conversion, the other one, the greenfield, and the third one is the selective data transfer. Most of what we see is greenfield and conversions. And if a customer starts with a greenfield, we are suggesting to follow the same cloud mindset that is being used for public cloud, basically implementing and governing the system using the five golden rules that we call it in terms of cloud mindset. That includes foster fit to standard and agile deployment, pre-configure implementation of best practices like the SAP enterprise management layer, use of modern integration technologies, and of course, use the modern extensibility technologies that I mentioned. And of course, ensure transparency by being able to document any deviation to the golden rules. So it's key to have these to govern the system because, as you know, private has lots of flexibility and customers can tailor-made their businesses. But if they do that, then they will become also the sins of the past. Now, in the other hand, conversions are being also used by our customers to have a rapid return of investment because they can move quickly into S4, but at the same time, they might have a business a risk mitigation strategy to then move their systems. And as Accenture mentioned, as Josie and Michaeline mentioned, they will then follow with, you know, retrofit of maybe custom processes into standard processes, the clean the core strategy. Now, important on all of this is that when our customers, they go live, they look for a period of stabilization. And then SAP has been offering different intelligent innovations. And something that we have been seeing a lot of customers are using is managing by exception, by using the modern situation handling that we have been adding into the system. At the same time, we have included intelligent scenarios that include machine learning scenarios or intelligent scenarios that include predictability and models. Embedded analytics, as Michaeline mentioned, has become very important for us to manage our business. And some of the things that we are seeing the most is our customers using automation. They are trying to use automation to streamline business processes, gain efficiencies, productivity improvement, because they will be able then to automate business processes. Now, all of these that I mentioned cannot survive alone. We have also embedded a very strong user experience in the system because we believe as customers move into more artificial intelligence, generative AI, they need to have other type of experiences with the system. So it's very important that when we build this platform, our customers use the latest and greatest from SAP that includes our Fiori strategy that includes the Horizon theme, the Spaces and Pages, SAP Start, collaboration management, and also including some of our collaboration tools with Microsoft Teams. But of course, and we will talk later on about SAP Joule that provides you then with the ability to have a digital assistant that will allow human-to-machine interactions. So to have a strong foundation is key to then get new innovation and this capacity, also generative AI and embedded AI in SAP.
Yeah, Marco, that's a very interesting perspective. And we are in this discussion seeing a lot about the clean core and also the partners implementation. Michael and Josie, did you have any comment on it or a perspective for it before we move forward?
Yeah, I was virtually nodding along with a lot of what Marco was saying, because it really aligns with, you know, how we're thinking about this and how we're approaching it internally. You know, our business has a vision to largely digitize the majority of finance activities in order to elevate focus on those aspects that really require human plus machine. So a focus on user experience, a focus on automation to really allow our business users to elevate their focus to those activities that need that human touch and that human analysis. We've adopted SAP Business AI and built our own innovations to meet this aspiration.
When I hear about SAP and Accenture working together, there are surely a lot of projects, products, everything that is built together, co-innovation going on. One name that comes to my mind at this point is the SAP Cash app. That is the machine learning application. I'm sure a lot of people from our audience have also heard about it, used it maybe in one way or another. Josie, what's your experience with SAP Cash app, and maybe take the audience on a journey through it?
It's been a journey for us. We were one of the first and the largest companies to adopt SAP Cash app. For those that do not know it, SAP Cash application is an application on BTP. It's a product on BTP. And we were able to be a part of a development angel process. We worked directly with a product team to enhance the solution for large enterprises. In 2019, we implemented Cash App globally with good results. But on September 2022, we added the lockbox functionality for North America. And we were able to, with all these things and the process improvement, which I'll touch back on later, we were able to get 75%. Approximately, on average, of automation for hit ratio. So that was, we literally inverted the equation to from where we were to where we are now, because we were on 25%, 30 of automatic clearing, and the rest manual, and we are now on 75% of automatic clearing and 25 manual. So we learned some lessons along the way that helped with any AI implementation process. We started with a pilot first. Then we started adding more company codes to the solution. We detected situations where the deep learning algorithms needed some more training and improvement, and that overall helped with the business absorption. Once we did those improvements, definitely the business absorption increased. And it does take time to trust the black box. So that's one of the things that make sure that when you implement any machine learning process, you ease your business in. Because that's a lot to take in the beginning. So at first, we had to turn it off during month ends, and then just to build the confidence on the machine learning and get the humans on board.
I think you can see from the story, Accenture has been able to achieve this due to their strong IT and business rigor on applying best practices. And, you know, they have built these foundational elements. I mean, I discussed before. Just wanted to make a quick comment. As I indicated before, SAP has already enabled intelligent technology for several years now in S4. And we will hear later how this can be used in conjunction with the new strategy for AI to bring this into a new dimension of productivity.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, everyone, for the comments. Now, when I'm hearing machine learning, situation handling, business process automation, BPA, that brings me to the point where I would like the audience to be also connected to these technologies and the flow here. So my question to you, Marco, extending on it, what have you seen in terms of the innovation technologies before we go to the topic of AI technologies at SAP?
As I indicated, in S4, we have enabled now for a couple of years intelligent technologies. And, you know, these technologies includes, but are not limited to situation handling that allow our customers then to manage business processes by creating exception handling that allow them that, you know, processes run on autopilot, and then they can just manage by exception whenever they find something that might be relevant for the business that can give them an action. We also have included intelligent scenarios within S4. In general, machine learning scenarios as the cash application that Joseph was mentioning. But we also have included a predictability scenarios as well, regression models that allow customers to have business outcomes to specific situations. The fact that if you look at most of our processes have now embedded analytics, this also gives the insight to action to our customers. And we have then strengthened the situation by included even stories that customers can then use and change and create their own. And the piece that has been also heavily used is SAP Build when it comes to automation of business processes. We have been seeing a lot of customers streamline their business processes by adding automation. Now, if I go back to the topic of intelligent scenarios, we have been seeing in S4 a couple of scenarios that are mostly used. I mean, Josie mentioned the cash application integration, but we have also added predictive modeling that includes, for example, purchase contract quantity consumption. We have also added predictive material and resource planning. And as well, we have added models for training in finance and intelligent content processing for document classification. So since we have launched S4, we have leveraged the capabilities of S4 HANA automated predictive library that have been allowing us to then provide out-of-the-box scenarios. But at the same time, customers today can also use these intelligent scenarios and then even create their new ones by using their own data, train the models by using these capabilities.
I think there are a lot of applications, product names, and technologies that the audience can take away from this. We can see that SAP S/4HANA Cloud Public Edition, for example, offers a lot of predictive tools, resource planning tools, analytics models, and everything. And I think from my experience as product manager dealing with the enablement of AI, I also see that a lot of the questions about artificial intelligence, what kind of products do we have, these technologies are often overlooked because they are under the hood and they are often there, and the best job they can do is when nobody notices them, as we say it, you know. So moving on, Marco, now that we have a perspective of what SAP already has in terms of AI, let's make a transition towards what is coming with AI.
The piece that I wanted to mention by 2402, that is basically the S/4HANA public edition release that we will have in February 2024. We will launch the early adopter program for SAP Joule. SAP Joule is the digital assistant that will help our customers with human-to-machine communication. We believe and we expect that the adoption of generative AI will increase the use cases where customers will use natural language to increase their productivity. Now, the beauty is that, you know, since our customers have a strong foundation in public cloud, they will be able then to consume this out of the box. Now, we expect SAP Joule, as I mentioned, in Q1 2024 for this S/4HANA public edition. We do expect that by Q2 2024, the SAP Joule will also be available for the private edition. Now, it's important to understand that SAP Joule will offer different scenarios for customers. The first one will be informational patterns that will allow SAP Joule to provide concise summaries of help content to effectively address user inquiries expressed in a natural language. At the same time, SAP Joule will provide navigational patterns, and Joule will recommend relevant applications and facilitate seamless navigation to empower users. And the third one, most important as well, is the transactional patterns. Joule will offer insightful information about business object, eliminating the need of opening the corresponding application. We do believe that SAP Joule will increase the use cases that customers will interact with the system. And of course, SAP Joule is scheduled to be available also not only for S4, but the different SAP solution portfolio. Now, another piece that is important outside of the generative AI cases, if I look at the release 2402 in S4 HANA Public Cloud, we have also embedded AI capabilities into standard business processes. For example, if I look at sales orders, in 2402, we will have the ability for customers to use the auto-completion capabilities to help accelerate sales orders creation by processing smart input field recommendations. Another aspect that we will be delivering is the automated material inspection that will help streamline material inspections for customer return, enhancing logistical and efficiency and flexibility for customers. So as you can see, from one angle, we will have the digital assistants to help our customers use the power of natural language to interact with the system. But in the other hand, we will continue to embed AI capabilities within standard best practices.
That's very interesting. And for all our audience who are interested in SAP Joule in particular, this is in early adopter care program right now. Please check the description of this podcast for more details on the links. And Marco, I will hold you on for one short follow-up question before we move on with our Accenture colleagues. Since your team is very active with customers and all those interactions that come with it, may I ask what your team is doing particularly when it comes to SAP AI?
Something that our team has been doing is helping our customers to also gain productivity improvements by adopting S4. We have looked at artificial intelligence in two areas. One, in the area of helping our customers to consume the SAP Activate methodology. And the other use case that we saw is also very relevant, is to provide a natural language interaction for customers then to ask about in-app extensibility, more precisely in custom code generation. So let me talk about the first one, is the SAP Activate. By using also the virtue of these embedded capabilities of SAP AI Core embedded into the business technology platform, we have built a chat that will allow our customers to ask questions around SAP Activate, and then they will be able to get answers around these specific questions built on natural language. Obviously, we expect that this will bring productivity improvements. If customers don't use this chat, then they will need to go to the Roadmap Explorer, go into the different phases, you know, take time then to understand where the content can be found. But we expect that this use case will enable productivity as our customers and our partners are implementing S4. Now, the example of the code generator is a very interesting one. I mean, what we have been seeing with the adoption of cloud extensibility is our customers are looking to implement custom logic within the in-app extensibility, to be very precise. I'm talking about business add-ins. And today, what the customers use, if they want to do maybe some differentiation on the business processes, they go to the custom logic app, they find the business add-in that they want to use, then they look at the sample code, and then they try to build their code then to impact or have differentiation in those business processes. We believe this new AI that we're also working on to support our customers will allow our customers then to, in natural language, ask questions around the specific custom logic that we have in the system. So for example, a customer then might have a specific needs to check irregularities between the business and the inventory management component. So they can go to this app, then basically ask the app if they can give them information whether or not there is a business add-in that exists that allows them then to check during a good receipt for a production order if the production order is neither confirmed, not partially confirmed, and return an error message. Then the app will be able then to identify the specific business add-in and it will provide them even with sample custom code that they can use and then implement very quickly into the in-app extensibility. Now, these are some of the examples we're working on, but of course, based upon our strategy to then allow our customers to have everything on a single place, we will start delivering these capabilities, but then sooner or later, we will include them also into the one delivery mechanism that it will be SAP Joule.
Marco, that's a very interesting take, specifically like to your team. And I've personally used Nebula, saw some demos also on it by your team, and definitely very impressed with the capabilities. On top of that, from our team side, since we are the outbound product management team, we are also looking into more capabilities, that is Joule extended capabilities similar to the Nebula that you explained. We are also looking at the Gen AI capabilities like AI avatars and digital twins for our product managers. This is all to make the enablement at scale a reality that was previously not possible. You can roll out new updates if you have a digital avatar or a digital twin of your product managers, and that really helps achieve more audience with more content. We discussed this in more detail in the episode one of this artificial intelligence podcast series that was with Janik Peterschmidt, the head of enablement. All right. I see already some heads nodding on this comment. So, Josie, may I give the mic to you now virtually and ask you for your comments so far?
Talking to Marco is always getting a sneak peek into the future. So I love that. Sign us up for being early adopters for these IT AI use cases, especially that code generator, which definitely is going to help our journey. I love what you said, Marco, about streamlining processes, because that's exactly the approach we took with CashApp, for example. Before we implemented the AI, we optimized the rules portion that we had, that it wasn't getting us that far, but it really helped increase the hit ratio just by looking at the process and making it better. That's what AI and Gen AI are, really great technologies, but the old adage of just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do it, that's still very relevant. AI cannot fix a broken process. So looking at your process first and enhancing it, improving it, and adopting the best practices, then you add AI to it, and that's where the magic happens. Don't just AI to AI. That's exactly the same approach we follow with our other innovations, not just Cash App.
Exactly, Joes. I mean, at that true power of AI and generative AI is when you layer it in appropriately in the process to maximize the value for the business. For example, we created an AI-infused pre-close variance reporting using natural language commentary and SAP Analytics Cloud. And we did this with a series of composable building blocks. First, we got our business using one single global process and report. Then we added in the ability for them to add commentary manually and streamlined internal controls and sign-off of the variance reporting. Then we added in some traditional AI natural language commentary to automate the commentary. And now we've put in generative AI Teams alerts for critical notifications on top. All in all, we've automated 95% of our commentary and saved over 57,000 man hours in the first 12 months of using this report alone, which saves precious time in the month-end close process for our business.
I love numbers. 57,000 hours and 95% automated commentary. I mean, I think the numbers speak for themselves, and this is what everyone would be interested in. That's the bottom line of the business: automation and make things go faster. So to our Accenture colleagues, may I give you a quick round of a question? So if I were to ask you that there is a wish list, what is in that wish list for you? What would be your expectation?
I mean, we're so happy to be here today, as Josie said, to hear all the new innovations Marco was speaking about. I mean, but we're just so excited about the AI investments SAP has made. Embedded analytics, predictive library, intelligent scenarios, what's coming with Joule. And that's really a big driver for us as we look to do more and consume cloud applications. And while I'm so proud of all of the innovations that our team has built, you know, the intelligent cache I mentioned, the pre-close commentary, that takes so much blood, sweat, tears, and time on our side to create those innovations. And we're so excited to take advantage of capabilities SAP's offering out of the box. So if there's a commoditized area that's, you know, specific, but anyone in finance is relevant for, we're looking to say, you know, instead of adapting something, where can we adopt these technologies directly from SAP? And then we focus our blood, sweat, and tears on those innovations that are Accenture unique. And with that combination, you know, we're providing so much more value to our business by getting more innovations to them faster.
So for example, we built on the success of Cash App. We use composable architecture to create a BTP scheduler. Our business has centers around the world for cash applications, so it was important the information was already processed by AI before the start of that day, and or as it became available. That improved the performance of the integration. It made it 75% faster and resulted in a 7% hit rate improvement. So using composable architecture on BTP for this unique scenario that we have really, really made it very beneficial for our business.
Yeah. And I love that, Josie, because it's that great example of, you know, we're utilizing something off the shelf from SAP, and then SAP's given us that flexibility, you know, to be able to innovate specifically for Accenture unique requirements. And that's definitely, you know, something on our wish list is that flexibility both in the core and side by side to allow us to, you know, take advantage of those offerings that SAP has out of the box and tailoring them to Accenture unique requirements without breaking our clean digital core principles. So we're really embracing this as a service model. And we're excited about the ability that we've had in the past and want to continue to collaborate, you know, and provide feedback to products. And because we're moving more from, you know, buying a product, customizing it and tailoring it to everything we need to consuming. And this mind shift is so fundamental as we shift from adapt to adopt, and that feedback cycle with SAP becomes so important to us.
I love the idea of adapt versus adopt. I think this is a good takeaway for me. And also, probably I'll be seeing the processes more in this light moving on. Josie, Marco, you would like to add something before we reach the end?
So we're excited to hear about these innovations. Our business is really hungry for those. We need to reduce manual inputs, focus human work on decision-making. The trend is going more and more towards one-touch, no-touch type of interactions with the system. So repetitive manual inputs, excessive scrolling, count of clicks to get to the outcome are things to consider when it comes to user experience. And all these innovations are showing us that that's exactly the direction that SAP is taking.
Exactly. And I loved what Marco was talking about with the building blocks of Fiori and thinking about, you know, how you organize and think about really that persona-based experience. So, you know, not just saying, how do we do our jobs today and let's add some automation on top of it, but thinking about that overall user experience. What is somebody's job going to look like in the future? And how do we design a persona around that and create a unified experience that's infused with AI? So it becomes just a natural part of the new ways of working.
Definitely very interesting. And I think the future aspect, how the jobs will evolve, not necessarily change, but evolve, I think that's a good point. Marco, would you like to add a perspective, just a last touch before we close the session?
Yeah, thank you, Talal, and thank you to Josie and Michaeline. Yeah, as I mentioned, AI start with the foundational elements. So do your homework. Try to look at, establish a clean core strategy for your business, obviously depending whether you use public or private cloud. Take advantage of the enhancements in UI, the collaboration to have the full-blown process and then enable new best practices. If you have the foundational elements done, you know, I think innovation in the future and artificial intelligence, generative AI will come and will give you then an experience just to get it out of the box without any, I will say, complicated or I will say complex implementation path. And this will give you then the benefits to then continue to innovate with SAP by maintaining a clean core and then use your business processes with the latest and greatest that SAP is releasing.
Thank you, Marco. I think that's a very good summary of this podcast. I would like to thank all the guests. So first of all, from the Accenture side, I would like to thank Michaelin and Josie. Also to our special guest from SAP side, so that would be Marco. Thank you so much for joining all of you.
Thanks a lot, Talal. Now, we really enjoyed being here. We learned a lot, and we also love, you know, learning what other customers are doing in space and looking to see what's coming next. So thanks again for having us.
Thank you, Michaelin. All right. So for our audience, unfortunately, we are at the end now and looking at the trends that are going on, starting not only this year, but also continuing from the last year. SAP has recently announced an investment of over $1 billion in the space of artificial intelligence, and we will continue to see trends growing in this direction. SAP Business AI is definitely a priority at this point. We talk about SAP Business AI in more detail in the episode one, as mentioned in the beginning. Please, if you haven't already checked it out, please feel free to do so. Also, thank you for joining everyone. To our audience, as always, feel free to drop us a note at insidess4@sap.com and let us know which topics are of your interest. Tune in next time and be inside SAP S4HANA Cloud.